Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thanks.
CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
says in a party.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my meth lab in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 66 of the program. It is an all-original episode. I've been busy at work lately, and it seems like I have another busy year on tap. Usually, I depend on having a weekend off to produce an episode, but I've been picking away at this one despite working constantly, and surprisingly, I think it's turned out pretty well. I think it's the best episode I've produced in 2022 so far, bearing in mind that episode 61, which aired in early January, was produced in late December of last year. It's sequenced as well as any episode, I think, and there's some exciting new stuff on here, and the randoms are better than they've been in a while, so if you like this program, you will probably like this episode. That said, I'm still way behind on research, which is a good thing. It augurs well for the future. I finished up with the CJSF playlist, and then I embarked on my usual rounds, and the new list I've compiled is quite long, and I only made it through a small portion. Of that list, I grabbed stuff from the Earshot charts, and I also cherry-picked new stuff from Kate LeBon and Automatic. The new stuff from Automatic is intriguing. They've released two songs from their forthcoming album, and they are both good, and they are both on here. They've matured a bit, and there is more color to their sound. There is also a new single from Matt Postband covering Prince, and that is coming up shortly. There is nothing new from Printhead just yet, or any other Brandon Saucier projects but that I'm aware of, at least, but I would like to talk about him for just a second. He's become really popular in like the last 2 months. There are labels in Spain and Australia that are releasing Printhead tapes now. There's Printhead on vinyl, and just by looking at all the supported by stuff in Bandcamp, that support has also found its way over to Wint. I did get my first piece of Brandon Saucier vinyl in the mail, made by yesterday. The Printhead album has been pressed by a label in Montreal. So congratulations to my boy Brandon Saucier for finally getting his due, and many more happy returns. He is the best around. Anyway, in that first set was Crocodiles with the title track from Summer of Hate, and then it was Women and Louis the 14th. We'll be right back.
you.